There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyoncé.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Here's the thing. I know exactly how I want to rate him. And I know exactly the moment where I officially don't like Emily.
She's done.
She's done.
Good night.
Remember when
Good
I
night,
said I
been
liked
great
her?
Great audience. Yeah.
Remember that.
That's why I hate all of them. It's easier.
You did say you liked Eve, and she ruined that.
That's episode. True. I so, did like Eve.
Y'all, Matt Sharp won't let us like anyone.
I never really enjoyed her. This episode make the thing about it is, and I'll yes, she is unlikable. The other thing is, every time I see her, she's like this. If you're watching the intimate portrait, everything is like her lips are pursed like this, and then you always see her tongue through her mouth.
She does.
So she's like waiting like a snake, ready to like grab or like giraffe tongue, like to grab some leaves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She also does love a flash dance sweater. Loves a flash dance sweater.
I think she might be getting. I think she.
Yo, this is 90 Day Fiance. This is reality.
She is universally reviled by most people, but I think she might be getting the worst edit.
Oh, for sure.
That we've seen in a long time. Now, let me see the difference between being kind of a shitty person and a bad edit. We've only seen her for almost 3 days.
Yes.
But we have been treated to three square meals of awful, controlling, shitty behavior.
It's like a Charlie or a Willy Wonka candy that keeps changing its flavor.
Yes.
And we're still on the same candy.
It still sucks. It's the everlasting gobstopper.
That's it.
But it's everlasting gobstopper, but it goes from like sour milk to then like dog turd, and then
to now just
the next is
old
like stank breath.
Yes,
yeah,
y'all. This is 90 Day Fiance season 9.
Like,
episode
is that
7.
Old Brussels sprouts?
Season 9, episode 7. It's me or the bikini. It's this
me
our,
or the bikini.
Our part
me
two.
Me or the bikini.
Summer should be fun, y'all, and make your summer fun. Come see us live this summer. We're gonna be in
Columbus,
Minneapolis,
Denver,
Phoenix, Detroit,
San Francisco, Boston,
San Diego,
not Boston,
Dallas,
Austin.
My nose is itchy like I just did coke.
San Diego, you said that one.
I did.
I think you got them all.
Salt Lake City, Phoenix. Did you say Phoenix?
Yes. Columbus.
Every time you say it, it's like jerking. You get a jolt.
Like,
y'all, we still got tickets on sale. Plenty of VIPs, not for Dallas. But if you're going to Dallas, y'all, that's the Family Mar show. They're all coming.
It's not. No, they're all coming. They're not coming on stage.
They're not coming on stage. But Aunt Darla, Aunt Peggy, my Mama Mar's coming. My brother, my cousin Kelly, who I call Sissy. I didn't want to tell you this, but my two hot cousins are coming. The one, ooh, that looks like Tom Cruise, and then the other one with the younger one with the big full beard.
Yes.
They're both coming, too.
How can we make it so you can spend time with the rest of your family, but I can just take your cousins off?
Yeah. There's
and we'll go to a bar. Get there. We'll go to a bar with lots of drinks.
I literally do have a cousin who looks... It's ironic that Top Gun's coming out again, because when Top Gun came out the first time, people just thought Tom Cruise was walking around in Ardmore, Oklahoma, and say, "Oh my God, that's Tom Cruise!" And I'm like, "What would he be doing
How
in Ardmore, Oklahoma?"
How fucking stupid do they have to be?
He looked that much like him, I have to say. He'd wear the pair of aviators and everything.
In what world would they say, "Why is Tom Cruise here?"
they think right in front of Ray's Hallmark, like Tom Cruise is going to be there.
I assume that was a franchise.
Well, you know, it's a Ray's Hallmark. Then there was TJ's Hallmark. There was two competing Hallmarks. And
whoa,
you'd
boy.
Have to go to one to get Christmas ornaments and the other. They're both closed now. But I remember my mom would drive back and forth. Well, man, we got to go to Ray's because TJ's didn't have it.
Because she's big in Hallmark collectible
ornaments.
Yeah,
big Hallmark ornaments at the time.
I always had a problem with them because I thought they were never that creative.
They're not as good as they used to be.
Is that it?
Yeah, they were nicer in the 80s. They're not as good now. Not as good. Just wanted to make money.
Just another thing.
Just like that sounds like Mother Poodle. Just another thing.
Just another way to like rip us off.
Come People, on. By the way, are freaking out by this Top Gun movie. People are saying this new Top Gun movie is fucking phenomenal.
I have avoided all comment about it. It's just one thing I've noticed. Tom Cruise has showing his age. Finally. Yeah.
Finally. Anyway.
I'm not interested. I'm happy with the old homoerotic Tom Cruise movies.
I don't even remember what happened in the last one.
Well, he banged that woman.
It was homoerotic?
Are you kidding? You haven't seen that movie.
I kind of remember the volleyball
scene.
Yeah. They do it again.
I feel the need. The need for speed.
That's from Top Gun?
Yes.
Wow.
I like you keep going at Top Gun. Top Gun.
That's what I said. Top Gun. It's just, I was young. You were in high school when that movie came out.
No, I was in middle school. No, I was in elementary school.
We were very young. I
think. What year was that?
Hey, Siri, what year did Top Gun come out?
It had to be in the 80s.
1986.
Yeah, I was in elementary school.
I was two.
No, you weren't. You were 9 years old.
I wasn't nine. I was born in 79, so I was like five or six.
Let's move on.
Literally, they thought Tom Cruise was at Lone Grove High School. Why the fuck would Tom Cruise be there?
Y'all, next week, speaking of small towns that are adjacent to Texas or Oklahoma, we have Michelle Bolero and Joy Pepper in our interview with them.
And the Reens are still coming to our live show.
Yes.
We're going to do their interview in Austin. And we still have the Tykes coming up, too.
Yes. And all your pig royalty
all
juicy
of them.
Gossip. But we did get a little bit of, we did hear Joy Pepper makes the best carrot cake.
Yes.
We found out. I will say they were a delight.
Delight. Wonderful.
And
sassy yet consummate professionals.
Yes, unlike us.
We're not even sassy. We're just gross.
We're consummate. Consummate something.
I've consummated.
Also, y'all, Plathville is on.
Yes.
And it is a new season. I had problems with the way last week's episode opened.
Yeah, you enjoy that.
I think they're trying something different. I'm here for this season. This is the first week upcoming that it's going to be go to our Patreon. So you've all gotten right. two free episodes.
Now you got to pay.
Speaking of consummate, I think, or consummate, I think we got a package in our P.O. box, by the way.
Ooh.
And there was a British flag with a couple of dried condoms on it. So I don't know what you did, but and then the note at the bottom said, thanks. So I don't know what you did in London, but I think it stuck.
The poodle stink doesn't rub off so easily.
I think
that's the problem.
I think somebody else celebrated their own Queen's Jubilee.
Yeah. Oof. There were fireworks, all right.
Wow. Thanks again to our London sissies.
A bottle rocket, if you will.
The bottle rocket. We had a great time. It was a wonderful. Several people have asked me, I want to go to a meet and greet. Sorry, that's not happening in America.
The only reason we did a meet and greet in London is there was no time to do a live show. If we would have had time ahead of time, we would have done a show for you.
Yes.
So because we're show ponies.
We're
y'all.
Show ponies. But so they got a meet and greet, and it was wonderful, 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 wonderful. So
also, I have an announcement about your Bicurious episode the month of May.
Yes.
In
the merry month of May, the fields were blue with flowers gay.
Is that a madrigal?
Yes.
Wow. Wait.
Let me guess. Month of May.
Had to be high school, because that's the only thing you remember stuff from.
No, I remember some stuff from college, but we did do, it was madrigal choir, because we had show choir, but then we had madrigal choir, which I enjoyed way more than show choir, because you didn't have to learn the choreography. We didn't have to keep teaching Dennis Gothard how to point because he didn't have part of his finger.
I'm aware.
So that was much better. He couldn't dance anyway.
Don't know where I was going with this.
Anyway.
But but the Bicurious episode, your options for Bicurious, this is – when you're listening to this, it's Tuesday. So the voting is up, and it's going to end like the next day because we got to get this done soon.
Well, maybe I'll put the episodes out early if we get the video done.
Maybe.
We'll see. Well, maybe it'll be Monday if because we don't have Lalu right now. So
yeah, it's true. Sometimes,
we'll see. Maybe it's Monday. Maybe it's Tuesday.
Maybe she's born with it.
Maybe she's a big whore.
That's true.
Maybe
I was born with it.
Maybe it's Poodleine. You know what movie I watched on the plane?
I like it where I'm just trying to get to the announcements it's and true. You refuse to let me.
I watched Craig.
Yo, that's why this takes so long.
No, but it didn't. I don't know if it aged well. I'm still processing it. I watched, because I thought Maybelline thought that that's old and antiquated, and I watched Kramer versus Kramer on the airplane.
Okay.
Have you ever seen that movie with Meryl Streep and
Dustin Hoffman?
Dustin Hoffman?
Dustin Hoffman.
That's what I said.
You said Justin. Either that or put your teeth in, Grandma.
That's true. I don't know. I don't think that movie aged well. Boy, it really makes a woman look like a piece of shit for not wanting to be with her child.
Well,
that's
so
the whole
what?
Premise of the movie. Sorry, so it has nothing to do with what we're talking about, but it's still just
this
bothers
is
me.
Why it takes so long.
What's the next Bicurious?
The options are Love in the Jungle.
Wow.
Love on the Spectrum.
Aww.
Stop saying aw.
I'm doing sound effects for each.
And the Kardashians.
Hi.
On Hulu.
See, it worked.
So, yeah, that's judgment.
I've never
call.
Seen any of the Kardashians ever.
But you've seen clips.
I haven't even seen the sex tapes.
Oh, you should see it just for Kim like slobbing on Ray J's knob.
Does Ray J have a big dick?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the one that's Brandy's brother?
Yeah, I think so.
It really was Ray J?
Yeah.
Brandy's sitting up in my room, brother.
Yeah. I think he's her brother.
Wow.
Wait, is this the first time you're learning of this is how Kim Kardashian became famous?
I know. I knew she got famous because of the sex tape, but I thought it was with, that's Pam Anderson who had a sex tape with
Tommy Lee.
I thought it was Tommy Lee. I didn't know that it was with this Ray J.
We need to move on because
I didn't know
you're
that.
Ignorant
what?
Of most
know.
Pop culture things. I am furious. Please, let's move on. Karen Guillermo, who I wrote down K, Kara, and G because I don't want to spell out the whole thing.
Well, you don't have to.
Baby G.
Baby G.
Like Bling Empire.
Like Bling Empire, but better.
but better.
God, that season two. Didn't miss it.
I had to fast forward through a lot of this because this was a balloon installation, and we all know I have issues with listening to latex of balloons rub across one another.
Yeah.
And I'm afraid a balloon is going to pop.
What was it like during the popping scene for you?
I could not watch it. Also, I thought that since she's a professional balloon installation person, I guess I thought there would be specific tools that she would have to pop balloons. She just had a fucking pocket knife just going pop, pop, pop. He was over here with a screwdriver
and I think
that
it was
wasn't even working.
I think it was a flathead screwdriver at that.
All I know is I watched like this and I had to hear the popping and I did not like it. Y'all, you know I don't like balloons.
I felt for you at that moment.
Yeah. Spare a thought for Poodle.
I laughed just a little.
Yeah. Spare a thought for me. Think of me.
Oh, God.
Think of me fondly. And I say goodbye.
Pop! Pop!
Anyway, so we're popping balloons. Not chewing. Popping.
Popping. So they're doing their... It's her balloon. It's her 10-year reunion. And they're in the car, and Kara's just vaping and talking about balloons.
she's just a cliche for me at this point.
She is the definition of
boohoo girl.
This girl
who peaked in high school.
She kind of peaked in high school.
It's just like... I kind of liked her at first, and I think like Emily, she's getting a questionable edit, but no means as bad as Emily's edit.
I think I would probably like Kara. I think in real life, she probably would be fine.
I think she's also playing up. She's fine. Kara is one of these people who is fine with people not liking her.
She's 100%.
And she'd kind of prefer it.
And I think this is why her and Guillermo are going to be huge reality stars from 90
there. And also, by the way, they have no real problems. This is a couple who is 100%.
I think they both are okay not caring about what people think
me
about
too.
Them. And I think that is the reason why they will ride this train and honestly probably make entertaining television. Because what is interesting...
She's a star and he's adorable.
Yes. What is interesting too about them is they don't have real problems, but they also have problems like real couples.
They do.
In that...
She doesn't hear him.
I'll be honest, y'all. When me and my own partner, and I'm just taking a guess, but Poodle... If Poodle and I were with our significant others and we were planning our event and we were the ones in charge of it, I have to check myself to not talk to my boyfriend this way, and I bet you would too.
You talk to me this way.
You talk to me this way.
I'm right.
But when we both get in these situations where we're doing something and we feel like we know more than the other, I was like, this is so many of my girlfriends.
Well... the thing about it is she has a habit of speaking to him like he's less than. She does have a habit of that.
I think.
And making fun of him more.
Yes.
And I think in sometimes he's okay with it, but when it is. This is a big thing for him. You know my problem with the word respect. He's like, she doesn't respect me. For him, it's interesting because I think the word respect means so many different things to a lot of people. What it means to him is just basic human dignity and treating me like my opinions matter. And I don't think she really does respect him.
I don't know if I fully am on. I feel like a lot of that. But the only reason I want to push back a little bit is I think they talk about how different they are, and they are different in a lot of ways. But I think they both are alike in that both of them want to feel...
In control.
In control, yep. And important. Important.
Important.
Because I think he doesn't want to just be heard. I think he wants a little bit of him wants to be told he's right.
I agree with that.
And so that's... And to be honest, playing a little bit of devil's advocate,
has Guillermo fully earned that? Because a lot of times he does act like a lost puppy child.
Yeah.
Remember, she did. It's kind of like not as bad, but it's Daniel and Ranch Dressing Amber.
It is Daniel and Ranch Dressing.
Because remember, she already said she did all
Daniel.
Of, Daniel.
I did all the paperwork.
God, I love
it. What do I like on my chicken fingers?
Love them. But you know.
I miss them.
I know. I want to watch their Where Are They Now? I think that was still a missed opportunity.
Well, they're going to be on Caribbean Love.
They are. I think they would have been. I wish they would have been on this.
This is a missed opportunity.
Yes,
I agree with
for
you.
For sure. But they. He basically. Does what I honestly, basically, he does what I honestly, I feel like I see a lot of people. A lot of, I'm not generalizing everyone, so don't come at me. I'm just saying, in my experience of having a lot of female friends I know with husbands, there is this kind of dichotomy that will set up in straight relationships where the woman is kind of like the HR person of the household, organizing everything, and the guy doesn't have the capacity to multitask and do things at all.
Remember, or she lets her do it.
And lets her do, because remember, she did all of his paperwork to get here.
Yes, you're right.
He didn't do any, and it's not that he couldn't do it. Remember, y'all, he fucking ran away from Venezuela, right?
Yeah.
Because it's a fucking war-torn country right now. Yet he couldn't fill out his paperwork for a K-1. So she did it all. So now, suddenly, she's doing, if it was switched, how would he feel if he took her to something that was his work and she just said to him, hey, you should do your job that you've been doing for 2 years. You should do it like this.
Yeah.
He would not take kindly to it.
No.
At all. So I just want to call out
a little bit of that. That's why I felt like this was kind, not fraudacity, but this was amped up worse than it should have been.
I don't think it was fraudacity at all. I think it was amped up, but I think these are the real fights they have about.
Oh, and these are small fights.
And it's like it's honestly the type of fights me and my own
They're
partner.
Normal.
And I feel like that normal partners
I
have
agree.
In this relationship.
So.
Because I know one day when Poodle finally settles down, when his asshole has just been fucked
to
oblivion.
I'm
just
saying one day when I finally. Who's saying? Not everyone has to settle down.
I know, but if you get in a long-term relationship, he's going to call me one day and he's like, well, Rafe and I just had the biggest fight because he wanted to take this brie from 1997 that was aged in the picnic basket, and I'm going to have to validate you and tell you you were right.
No, here's the thing.
That's what a good friend does.
We choose what we feel strongest about.
Yeah.
That's it. You won't fight a lot if you can just choose what is important.
No, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you're planning a picnic basket and you this significant other wants to change
his opinion doesn't matter. It's a picnic. That's the thing that belongs to me. You can say everything you want. Nothing you're saying matters. I don't give a shit. What's the problem here? I'm dead serious. Whatever opinion you have doesn't matter. You don't know anything about picnics. And even if you do, why would you want to get involved in this? I've already thought about this. I've already thought this
for like 4 days.
6 ways to Sunday for 4 days, all the combinations that I wanted. And you coming in and trying to change the cheese at the last minute, or even worse, the wine, is ludicrous at best. And at worst, devastating. And if something and God forbid something goes wrong, like I don't get something or worse, you leave a bag containing something, I'm gonna get silent.
You know what?
And think the whole time you ruined everything.
I shouldn't have brought
you know there are things in your life where you're like this for. There are certain things you know exactly how things. I'm like Kara in this way, so I understand it. I know how it's going to go.
That's what I'm calling transparency, is that I can be a Kara too.
Yeah.
Full on. shouldn't have brought up picnic baskets. I'm
I liked
sorry.
It when she's like, when what she shouldn't, she doesn't mind being a villain on camera.
No.
Because he says, baby, you're being rude. And she went, I don't give a fuck.
No, yeah.
And honestly, that makes her good TV.
It makes her great TV.
People, she gets a lot of hate online, by no means what Emily gets. But most people aren't fans of hers. What'll happen if they stay in this universe, it will be a little bit like it'll be a little bit like
Andre Libby, maybe?
Yeah.
Where we get, because the thing is, so there, she's doing this balloon thing, and Guillermo's trying to say he's controlling, he's calling her boss, and he's like, why do you have to be
Which
so
is
mad?
A little shitty in that way.
I actually want to say, I'm with Team Kara on all of this, because I feel like, Guillermo, you don't know fucking shit about balloons.
Yeah.
There's just, like you just said, it's her thing.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up and just do what she says to help you. Now, her tone was a little bit of...
But I will say, saying bad things, all right, boss, like that, that would get to me, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was wondering.
I'd be like, yeah, I am the boss.
Team Kara on all of this at the beginning. Now, then later, Kara. Oh, boy. I like that he says, can I recommend something? And he says it. And she's like, yeah, just keep blowing up the balloons.
I liked it when he's like, it's like, I'm worried that my ex could tell all these like different stories of me that would make him make Guillermo concerned, because her ex is going to be at the and then he's like, you know, but I have to say that my values really haven't changed since I was 18. And I was like, that's not good.
I thought that
your values should y'all. Your values, yes, your values can change, but at 18, if your values have stayed the same.
18 to 28 is when your values should change the most. The most.
So I think that was a misspeak for her, but I think she...
Because clearly, you listened to the conversation later with her ex-boyfriend.
Her values have changed.
They have clearly changed. Yeah. Clearly changed.
So
because... Her ex-boyfriend has clearly changed.
Yo, bro, I'm a musician now. I'm a rapper.
We'll get to it.
You like my camo pattern?
Did you see? So they get to the 10-year reunion, and you know Kara's
I just want to one follow-up. Guillermo's like, what about these star balloons? Why don't we just save them and get them to kids on the street? And Kara wouldn't do like what I would like. What? Giving the kids on the street, pop them. And at one point, she just went, pop, pop, pop.
And he's like, babe. And she's like, there are children in the street that want balloons.
I laughed.
Again, Guillermo just saying that, let's go hand out balloons to children in the street, like a Hans Christian Andersen novel, shows how fucking emotionally immature he is. He's a child sometimes.
I laughed.
He acts like a child.
Pop, 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 pop.
But y'all, he fucks like a man.
I will say that. Those little Mylar balloons, I don't mind them popping as much for some reason.
Okay.
But the stretched latex of the balloon that immediately pops, that's what bothers me.
Maybe it's a condom thing. You don't like those either.
True.
Maybe. Maybe it's just like, hey.
Maybe that's why I don't like condoms. It's all about balloons. Yeah, that's the reason.
The American way.
Please put away that condom. That brings me back all kinds of trauma. Oh,
wow. Wow.
Stick it in. Stick it in.
Okay. So, first of all, we see the reunion. There was some really fucking hot friend there that she was kind of talking to. Some guy, and we never saw him again, but I just want to say it was hot. So, they just jump right into it, where Kara sees her ex. We meet
Chris.
Chris spelled with a K.
With a K.
Like Kringle.
She hasn't seen him in 10 years. What is he wearing? Let's just say, what is Chris wearing?
First of all, he's got long hair that's kind of in a long pony.
In out of the baseball cap.
Out of the baseball. Kind of like the way, like, it kind of reminded me.
Looks
of,
like a
like what
looks like it comes with a hat.
Yeah, it reminded me of like what Jennifer McAllister would always wear when she played softball, because her hair was so big, and we were like, where are you going
to
put all
so
your
you
hair?
So you had to put it there.
She put it in the softball hat, her and Deanna Baker. So kind of reminded me of that. And then he,
thanks for that.
He's wearing his hat real low down on his head. And then there's, so this is what I thought. Come at me if you think I'm wrong. I think, I have a theory. I think Chris is a fan of the show. I think he's a big fan of 90 Day Fiancé. And years ago, he got into Before the 90 Day, and he saw Paul wearing that Brazil vest.
Yes.
And he went, that's a great look, man.
It did look like something from Paul's closet.
Was it the cooling vest Paul was wearing in Brazil?
He did wear it. He was wearing straps, but I don't think there was a backpack attached to it.
It was
a confusing ensemble.
There was a lot of camouflage.
Camouflage, but yellow.
Yellow. Black and yellow,
which
black and yellow.
Doesn't really occur in nature in that way.
No.
On bees, yes.
Bees!
Unless, yes.
And then there was... how many chains were around said neck?
Around 9.
Okay.
I believe.
9. Of all different...
thicknesses.
Girths and lengths.
Yes.
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 Girths and lengths.
Girths and lengths.
That's the title of my fourth autobiography. Well, it's just a diary. Just
a list.
10:07 p.m.
5 inches around, 7 inches long.
He just left. Anyway, so they sit down to meet, and I feel like it's just time.
Yeah, I feel like
it's time to. This isn't our first one this season, is it? No,
no, we've done a lot.
It's just been a while. Yeah. Been a while, but I think it's time for our first ever Reality Gaze High School Reunion Theater.
These days are
ours. Each every day.
These days are ours.
Do, 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 do.
No, that,
every.
No, every day.
These days are the, your days and mine. Those
happy days.
Happy days.
It does a weird mixed meter thing at the end, but I forgot.
Oh, yeah. Happy days, happy day. Whatever.
That's sad.
We can't remember it. I should remember that, too, because Ron Howard's from Oklahoma.
Another fucking Oklahoma shit.
Well, we all love Andy Griffith, where I'm from. All right.
Even though he's not... That's so weird, because people love that from where I'm from, but...
I think everybody loves that.
That was from North Carolina.
I think everybody loves that.
But you know where it was filmed? Right over here. I've been to the place where filmed
it. Oh, yeah, it's
right
over... It's CBS?
Yeah, no, it was a park near in Beverly Hills.
Oh, really?
They filmed the beginning of the Andy Griffith Show in near fucking Los Angeles and Beverly Hills. Suck that, all of you Andy Griffith freaks.
Me in North Carolina. I also watched on the plane... Bull Durham. That's a good movie. Takes place in North Carolina.
Were you just watching movies that had been done before 1998?
I kind of did. It was great. Have you ever seen that movie?
Not
with Kevin Costner
and Susan Sarandon. Not a long time.
Oh, it was great, man. Then I just had a Sarandon fest, and then I watched Dead Man Walking. I get why she won. It's a good movie.
We need to move on.
They're great.
I don't like her after a lot of recent shit. So.
Oh, really?
Where were you the whole last election?
Oh, yeah. Well,
seriously?
Dead Man Walking was good.
No.
Anyway, all right. So, y'all, this is theater. I'm going to be playing the role of Kara.
And I'll be playing, yo, 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 Chris.
Chris. I might be Guillermo, too.
DJ Krispy Kreme.
Oh, I guess we're starting. And see.
Yo, Kara, it's been so long. Hi. Oh my god, girl.
Oh my gosh.
Bring it in.
Your hair is so long.
Bring
what
it
conditioner?
In.
Is that Aussie? It smells
no,
so good.
No, it's like
in high school.
It's polo. You know, I used to wear polo in high school.
Yeah, oh my gosh. That takes
so
me back.
So cool,
oh,
right?
Oh man, I remember that.
You haven't changed at all, girl. Wow. Look at you.
Oh, thanks. Like, you've changed. You look like a...
Yeah, I'm good.
You look like a rapper.
I'm a rapper now.
You were very...
That's what I do now.
Athletic.
I used to work at that garage... And now I'm a rapper.
Okay. Wow. Wow.
You know, we were like,
how
you know,
are you?
We were king and queen of the
we
prom.
We were.
Like, remember,
so many memories.
When your mom like caught us, like,
oh, Oh, yeah, that's the first time I did anal.
You know, I remember that. Isn't it funny how, like, even though I'm an adult, I still had to do something like a sex thing with my hands?
I enjoyed the hand,
like,
bro.
I'm 13 years old.
Yeah, that's
isn't that
great.
Funny?
Yeah, so Chris,
it's good times.
What are you working on? What you up to?
You know,
things going?
I'm like still,
you still down at Hastings still, Records?
Yeah, but I'm doing my own thing.
You
I'm
are?
Doing my
oh,
own thing these days.
Yeah, dude, what's
so,
that?
You know, I just
making music.
I
or?
Need to. I need to tell you this.
Yeah. Yeah, Chris.
You kind of broke my heart.
What? What?
Because like man. I've never been able to trust a woman since you cheated on me. You remember when you cheated on me? Hold
no,
on.
No, I don't.
Hold on. Let me just say it's in my phone still.
What?
I somehow
what?
Already saved what? It for what? 10 years.
No,
10
I,
years
thought,
ago.
I just wanted
look,
you to meet Guillermo,
you're like
my boyfriend.
You were like looking at my phone. Oh, you're like, and I was looking at your phone, and I was like, so you were like, you were
what?
Kissing me. This,
what?
You were like kissing this
what?
Dude. And
what?
It's like, that was really good to kiss you.
I'm now Guillermo. What? She did not tell me this. She
yeah,
did not
dude.
Tell me this.
Dude.
What?
I tell you one thing.
What?
She's really fucking controlling, dude.
What?
All this. Have I said I'm a rapper?
Yo, I don't remember. Oh, yes,
yo,
you're a rapper. Yeah.
Yo,
we should collab.
You know what you need to say?
Song.
You know,
we can do a breakup
you know what
song.
You need to say next time, Guillermo? Is that your name, Guillermo? I'm going to call you DJG.
Yeah.
DJG.
Yeah.
DJG.
That's
a good sound. DJG.
Okay. Okay.
So, I'm going to tell you this. Yeah. Next time she does all her controlling shit, because she wouldn't let me do this. She wouldn't let me do that. You just tell her no. You tell her, like, no. And, you know, you just keep saying no. You say no, 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 no.
No, but I say yeah.
No.
I know my
that's,
way.
That's not, no, you say no, 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 no.
No, and I say yeah.
No, when
yeah.
you merely mean yeah, you say that. This is my song. Oh, wait, I didn't write this.
Oh, wait, I did kiss that guy in massage school.
And see, that was my favorite line of this whole episode.
When she said that,
I screamed.
I screamed, and I, you know what I screamed?
I went,
and I went
ah!
I said,
like a peacock.
I said, "You're a star," and I'm gonna say, I'm gonna regret this. I will love Kara forever for that line. That is gonna go down in 90
that's,
day herstory.
That. Oh, yeah, I did kiss that
guy
in
massage
school. So, because it tells us so much. Let's just take a syntax tour, if you don't mind, with the quote.
Please.
If I might diagram this for a minute.
Please.
Oh, yeah, already says we're offhand.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I did kiss that guy. That would have been enough.
That would have been enough.
In massage school. So that tells you either she dropped out of college or after college went to massage school.
Yeah.
But there's it's the magic juxtaposition of kiss that guy in massage school.
It makes sense because I think I probably would kiss a lot of guys in massage school.
Because you're working alongside them. There's a lot of touching and rubbing.
Yes.
You're probably working on each other, trying to figure out pressure points.
Do you know how many straight guys you could convert in massage school?
Oh, I've thought about it. I have good hands for that.
This is a weird area now.
A lot of men say I give great massages.
What do you think about...
Actually, I get really tired and give up really soon.
Do you think that Kara actually meant it when she told Chris, sure, we should work on a song together?
Absolutely not.
Because Guillermo would freak out. Because Kara is a... Actually, y'all, I've heard a little bit. She's a really good singer. She has a really
pretty
voice.
We've heard of it. Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say really good. It is completely passable.
Totally good enough for a rap song.
Yeah, totally.
She could be the...
I agree.
So, for me is like a
so then, so y'all, I think we.
Oh, I love watching these two and seeing them interact with these weird people. And Guillermo looks like a fucking choir boy there with his hair combed,
his parted hair.
Side.
He's like. It's like, dude, you got one. I never trusted her woman again. And everyone's like, and Kara's like, sitting here like this.
What?
Oh, well, that's
what?
Just me.
And then he says in the interview, he's like, yo, it's probably not going to work out. Like, I think, you know, probably not going to go out. You know, it's not going to work out. He's kind of quiet, kind of shy. She's a man, yo. She needs a man, yo. Stand up. Best of luck. Luck.
He does say best of luck.
Best of luck.
The next day, they are popping the installation. Again, I had to fast forward
they
through
did.
Most of this.
I can tell you what happened.
So I'll let you take this.
So basically, it's the day after the scene of the crime, as Kara said. And Guillermo basically says, you never told me you cheated on him. And Kara, that's when she said, I actually forgot.
That's crap. Actually, I'm not sure it is because I have forgotten that I've cheated on people.
Actually, that's not crap. I was literally going to call you out right then.
I'm like, I did kiss that guy in the gay bookstore.
You actually had those realizations on our show.
Yeah.
So it happened.
Wait a minute. I did cheat on him in that gondola.
Because, exactly, y'all, because Kara's a sex positive woohoo girl.
She is.
Just like us.
Yeah.
Just like us.
Well, yeah, I did blow that guy in that meatpacking plant.
The name serves itself.
Fill in. I did blank that guy in where?
Yes.
The Mad List.
Yeah, I feel like there should be.
Send us your suggestions.
Yes. There should be a thread in the Facebook group, or maybe we'll make an Instagram post of, I did kiss that guy in the.
Or
in
I
blank.
Did blank that guy in the blank. Wait, in the blank. Blank.
We're going to make an Instagram post, and you can put up your comments.
Mad
and fill
Libs.
In the blank. Mad Libs. Gay Libs. So.
My nose is itching.
I mean, mine too. So she basically said she did cheat on. She's cheated on guys twice.
Yes.
And because Guillermo said, well, I felt like you were lying by that. And he said.
And now I could. They stopped popping balloons, so I know this.
Yes.
She said, I was 17 or 18. But honey, you made that stupid statement at the beginning. It's like, my values haven't changed.
Yeah, they have. Yeah, they have. So Guillermo says, you make me feel like. And this is what I don't love. And this is why I call a little bullshit. Because he says, you make me feel like I don't have any power in the relationship. And I think that he's using a loaded word against her. Because for me, I thought, you're saying power. She's probably looking at just maturity and responsibility.
Yeah. I think what he's saying is he feels he can't say this. He'd rather accuse her. He can't say, I feel insignificant.
And that, to me, is what he's saying as well, and what he wants to say. That's a good...
And
He just wants to be validated.
Right. And she said... and then she responds and says, well, I feel like she misunderstands him. And she's like, well, I feel like you don't want to love all of me. And that's not what he's saying either.
I'm like, maybe your values didn't change, because that's a very young way to look at a because honestly, he didn't say anything about you, Kara. He just said how he feels,
right.
And you took that about yourself.
Well, he used it at that moment to say you weren't listening to me, and she made it about herself.
Yep.
But he did say she's like, yeah. Sometimes I will agree with that maybe I should just listen more. And he just goes in the confessional, make the change. Like that. Again, not really helpful.
They don't. That's where I go back to. They both want to be right, not necessarily on the same page.
Yeah. And then he says to me, he's like, you talk a lot of shit, but you never do anything about it. Now, that is definitely a heavy accusation, but it's interesting. She just goes,
I think she does that some.
Oh, I agree with it.
I think he probably does that too.
Yeah.
Y'all, by the way, they went home from that reunion last night
and fucked!
Had amazing sex.
Yeah.
They're fine.
They're fine.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to get married. No problem.
No problem.
If they're one of the few to not get married, I will be shocked.
Please. And I am dying to see them on Happily Ever After.
Yeah, me too.
We'll love it.
We'll be right back. We're going to talk about, is it Kobe and Emily?
Yeah, Kobe, Emily, and then Jabri and Miona. I've got some revelations that I don't think you want to hear.
What?
Stay tuned.
I hate you. Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there.
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself. Never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
So, did you hear? But so first of all,
let me turn on Tommy.
I don't know if you follow So You Think You Can Dance, but
So You Think You Can Dance.
So You Think You Can Dance.
It's coming back,
been,
right?
No, it's back. Been one of my favorite shows for a while.
Okay.
They have a new panel now. It's
makes
not,
you sob.
It's not Mary and Nigel or...
No, it's JoJo Siwa.
JoJo Siwa, Matthew Morrison, and Twitch.
Twitch!
Now, I don't know if
Matthew
saw,
Morrison, are here. They're hot.
In the news, Matthew Morrison is out because
oh,
he,
not gay. You mean out as a judge?
No, he's out as a judge because of he violated production protocols. And people in the Sissy Squad or other people were asking, what's that? I'm like, he banged a contestant. Obviously, that's what happened.
Really?
What else could it be?
What else could it be?
Production protocols. That means, usually it means having some type of illicit relationship.
Have they had episodes that aired already?
They just are now doing it. So he banged a contestant. Almost had to be. He's been a dog for a while.
That's, oh, really? Yeah, I didn't know he was a dog.
Yeah, his first marriage ended for that reason.
Of course that's why I'm attracted to him. God, I have bad decisions in men.
I was for a while, and then I heard just from my time on Glee, he thought he wanted something bigger and things like that. But they say in real life he's a normal person.
But he's normal. He's just a dog.
Yeah. But yeah, he fucked somebody on the show, y'all.
Which is fine. It could have been consent. Well, no, it's not fine that he fucked
it's
someone on the
fine.
Show.
It's not fine.
No, that's not. That's not. Because that's an abuse of power.
Also, he can't judge.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not fine.
Yes. Yeah, that's, yeah.
Why were you saying it was fine?
Well, no, I'm saying that I guess, like, you know, some people... never mind. Yes, I agree.
I was trying to think, in what world could that be fine?
Well, meaning like anybody can be, you know, sleep with whoever they want as long as it's consensual between people. But no, he can't. That he's a judge
no.
on the show. That's a power dynamic.
It's that. And how would the show, just the fairness of the show, how could he judge fairness?
Yeah,
fairly?
Exactly. Would, I think, good for Twitch, though, because Ellen just ended, and so now he needs something to
he's
do.
He's been on that show for a while, though.
Yeah.
I think kind of guest judging.
She'll probably be great. I don't know
she's
anything.
Not.
Oh, she's she not.
Is, no, she is not.
Oh.
Yeah. She's a little... it's a little much.
Why was Matthew Morrison... Because isn't JoJo Siwa a dancer?
Yeah. But
he's
danced in his time. He's not like well known for it.
Because So You Think You Can Dance had people that were actual dance experts.
Well, Nigel, but Nigel was the producer.
No, Mary Martin was Mary.
But no, I agree with you. Mary, she was a ballroom expert. Nigel knew about dance, but he wasn't a professional dancer.
Yeah,
he was the producer. So
I guess,
but it does seem like
It was a weird choice.
Yeah. I feel like they're missing like a classical dancer.
Well, remember, he did like on Glee, he did do dance things like that.
Yeah, that's true. But why not also have... There were so many wonderful people, and So You Think You Can Dance, who have gone on to make really great careers.
Yeah.
Why don't you just have one of them on the show?
Because they're working.
Oh, that's true.
I don't know. I would have given anything for Debbie Allen to be... She guest judged a lot, but...
Oh, she was good. You loved having her as a guest judge.
Yeah.
She'd be great.
I don't know.
They're probably to get young kids...
Yeah, that's the
problem.
It's all
young. They want kids. They want Matthew because kids watched him in
Glee. JoJo Siwa.
Yeah. Guess what? Sometimes old people know things too. I'm looking at you in the intimate portrait.
And y'all, so you immediately...
You were sitting here right here.
You immediately just thought we were just like not even caring about Night of Beyonce. But I want to talk about that.
It's actually a great episode.
So Matthew Morrison fucked a contestant, if you're wondering what happened. Production protocols. So Emily and Kobe, speaking of people who fucked cast members and have a baby now.
Yeah, Kobe slept by himself last night, y'all.
Again, y'all, it said 88 days in. This is day three.
Day three.
And we're 7 episodes in.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of said before this started, we'll talk about all, but it's all kind of the same beat.
Yeah.
And all the beat surrounds, which is really when I break it down like this, I'm going to say this, and God, it just seems sad. Kobe having to prove himself as a parent and Emily putting him through her litmus test of what it is to be a good father.
Yeah. But
that's
but
what this whole segment's about.
How did... To me, this tracks from day one about what the choices she made. She set everything up and she basically told him, even though you want to go see our son, I'm going to decide how you interact with him. And none of this is a surprise at all to me.
Mm-hmm.
Tracks with the exact same behavior.
I think it's a surprise to Kobe.
Well, yeah.
'Cause I think-
but I'm saying from what we were all a little appalled when we saw that. And now we all continuously seem to be appalled that she's so restrictive and she's so adamant about things that she's like, I know how to raise my son. I know how to do...
I think what we thought, what I thought, and what I think some other people thought is, you know, some people say, oh, I'm nervous. I hope it goes well. You know, I hope that he's able to get along well. Like, people say these things. And then when you actually see, like, a father seeing his son and the magic of them interacting or whatever, you kind of think someone would soften and then maybe calm down a little bit. But instead, it's like she just digs deeper in her anxiety about this.
Well, no, it was all lip service.
Yeah.
It was all her saying, you got that from the beginning when she was saying things like, no, we have to do this, and we have to do this because of this.
And it
was all of this, and that's when she was saying, I can't wait to see him interact with our son. Nope, you want to passively, I don't know if you noticed this, when she would talk about Kobe interacting with her son, it was always for her, how good it makes her feel.
Mm.
And I'm telling you, this has been a mess from the start.
But I was trying to explain what I think people reacted to and why people are completely appalled. I think that we get it. Do I think Emily's a bad person? I don't. I think Emily lives in so much fear in her life, and it's all fear-based of her decisions. But then when you keep thinking, though, that still Emily is going to at least honor or just at least at some point realize this is the father of her son and learn how to let this go in some way. And I think the people being appalled, it's not happening. And granted,
it's 3 days.
We've been in this in 3 weeks, but it's 3 days. So maybe just so much happened at the first for them. They sometimes do this on 90 Day where we get so much at the beginning and then they just fast forward a month.
Yeah, I guess I wonder
they don't make it.
True, but I wonder how
balanced the storytelling is then.
Yeah.
If we've got 7 episodes of them that happen in
'cause we're almost halfway. We're almost halfway through the season.
We're halfway, and y'all, they've been 3 days. So either there's
and they were on episode 1.
Yeah.
Right?
There's not a lot to say, or he goes home.
You know, it really goes to show that I think, you know, the first or the second episode, whenever they go to dinner and the fuck night or whatever, and she unloads everything on
yes.
him. I think that came from a place of realness. I don't think that was production motivated or
not
at all.
No, that's her.
I think that's what I'm saying. Like, that is how much fear she is wrapped in. And it's just like, and he is completely the opposite type of personality.
It's interesting. And I think the way that the show is, I said on the show 1, she's getting one of the worst edits this season.
I agree.
By far. And it's not that, y'all, she did all of this. Don't get us wrong. Don't get it twisted. She's saying and doing all of this. But I'm certain this woman had to say something that was nice to him. But we're not seeing any of it.
Yeah. No. I'm certain, too. Because they do have these moments where they love each other. I don't know. Let's just jump into it. Although, I think she maybe gets some of this anxiety from her mother. Because mom was, at least her edit wasn't a good edit. I don't know. I'm really just.
I think I remember, this is day 3.
I keep already forgetting. We've talked about it 5 times, but it just feels like we've been with him for 3 months now.
We remember, and day 1 was the fuck trip. So he's only been at that. This is the second day.
Day 3, but really day
2.
2.
So this is the second day he's been at that house. So it's not a wonder to me that the woman, her mother, would just be kind of looking over his shoulder.
You're right. Yeah, you're right.
So the problem is we've been here for 7 episodes, so we think they're hoverers.
You're right. Good point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is
where is that pillow?
This is Emily's mess
that
we're caught in.
That we did, yeah.
And so, y'all, and this is interesting. He goes to see him in the morning, and he's kind of still upset about being kicked out of the room. He's like, "So you can help me brush his teeth, and I will show you how to do it." And her like weird giraffe mouth, where you can always see her fucking tongue.
It's true.
She's like, "Close the bedroom door. He'll play in the toilet and die." And I don't know.
Again, I think too. You know what I just realized? The way she talks to him, on
like
the
a child.
Second, no. That, but the way she talks to him on the second day, she talks to him as if he's been there for a month and he should know better.
Yep.
Think about it. She didn't say, "Hey, babe, we got to close the door because he'll play in the toilet." It was like, "Hey, babe, remember," she literally expects him to have all of this just knowing.
And and then she says the line you quoted at the beginning, "I've had 17 months to figure out how to be a parent and I have it down." Because I'm sure.
Actually, I quoted the line later. She said in the beginning, though, too.
Right. I'm just.
Like, the deal is.
This is some bitch.
It's.
To say, "I've got this down, and anyone's input I don't think is important and irrelevant." Hello, irrelevant.
Hello, irrelevant. She said this later when she said, "You know, I've been here long doing this." What I hear in her. I don't know if it's even with him. I think she's angry.
Yeah, she is.
I think she's angry at herself for her own decisions and that she got herself in this mess. And she loves her son. She loves her family. I think she loves Kobe. But she also, this is not the way it planned for her. And then the pandemic happened. And now she was doing this by herself.
Yeah.
And it was probably hard. But she also was living at her parents with her parents' support. So
it
wasn't as hard as a lot of women who do it just herself. But I just want to say, I feel like this all, she is angry, and she's a part of her, even though it's part of her mind, she knows it wasn't Kobe's fault. But from what I hear from this, she is angry that he wasn't there.
No,
and I'm like, there was a pandemic. He could not physically come over
it's
here.
It's all irrational.
But it's irrational anger towards him.
And she would
She's punishing him.
She would never admit it.
No, I don't think... I think it's a sub... Not to get too therapy, but I think she is subconsciously having this anger and doesn't even know it.
So the next thing, they're she's trying to change his diaper, and she's like, don't tickle him! It's
Let him tickle him!
It is absolutely... I mean, I don't have children, but I'm watching this person just try to explore, like, the fatherhood and how, and she's so restrictive at every level. So what if we don't put the diaper on the right way one time?
Look, the first time I babysat my oldest nephew, I put the diaper on him. I thought, oh, good. I thought I did the best job. And then my brother calls me an hour later, and there's shit all over the baby because I put the diaper on backwards and I put it on wrong. And guess what? They just cleaned up the shit.
And they laughed about it.
It's still a story we still laugh about to this day. And it's actually a shared story that we have that they went through too.
Because you're not gonna break babies.
Yes. If the baby
they can be.
If the baby plays in toilet water, it's not gonna kill him.
Right.
Now hopefully it doesn't drown. But I mean, so it's this idea that It hurts my heart that there's this beautiful thing. Like, I actually found myself getting emotional when Kobe was feeding Coben, and Coben's like sharing his food with his dad. And I think.
And Emily's like, you want the tit, don't you?
And they finally had that whenever she went away to be a fucking. Or she says, as a nanny.
I didn't know. So she's working as a nanny.
So she's working. And he, like, that made me emotional because I went, finally, he's able to have this moment with his son. And it makes me sad that he can't have it around helicopter mom.
No. Did you hear? So they're going around Salina, y'all. And she's like, that's the blah, blah, blah. That's this. And of course, he wants to drive. She's like, no, you're not driving with my son in the car. And there are ways to say that where, how about we give you a day off to do this? But everything was taking umbrage about.
And
something.
He said, I'd like to drive our car. You mean my car? And I went, he just left everything in the, he probably had a car and he had to sell the car to come here to be a father to his baby.
It's almost like she's intentionally being this way.
That's where it hit me this episode. It is anger. She is she is intentionally being this way because she wants to punish him.
Do you notice? I noticed this maybe when she kept saying, hold my hand, please. Can I show you Salina, please? Y'all, this is how she talks to her child, and please means nothing. Yeah. She's just trying to be this kind of false politeness.
Well, she yelled at him and then
hold my hand, please.
And then forced him to love her. And
is when I got grossed out.
Like, she's got some issues, man. Yeah. She has got to
I'm telling you, this is everyone despises Bilal, y'all. Emily is number two.
Well, a very far number two.
Yes, yes.
Very far number two. Because Bilal is acting because he wants to control someone, and it feels
right.
It feels like it's mental illness involved. Emily is someone who, I'm telling you, now I'm not saying this for every woohoo person, but for her, she was a woohoo girl because this person feels unlovable. She never wanted to settle down with anyone because she felt like she was never worth somebody.
Right.
This is all, it's all her fear and her feeling like shit about herself. And so you see it, though, enacting on a just, honestly, a guy who seems like a pretty good, confident guy who just wants to be a father to his son and do the right thing.
And I think, though, that's where it ends for me. So I can empathize with her, but when I see what it's doing to him, I just stop.
No, I can empathize with her, but it's completely shitty because I thought about this episode. Think about this. How many guys would just not come over?
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah.
Not that she should be so lucky that someone just wants to be a father, because everybody should want to raise their kid. But let's be realistic.
Coben.
It's COVID. But let's be this idea that every father just shows up and raises his kid.
Yeah.
Sadly, that's not the fucking way the world works.
No, and it's
that,
not.
This is a goddamn blessing that this man even went across the world for you.
And then she's like, so this is the coffee shop. There's the jewelry store if you want to, you know.
Bleh.
I want to remind you that the ring you gave me is fake. Just, it feels like she's playing a supervillain sometimes.
Yeah.
She's leaning into
this.
She's
leaning in.
But at the same time, she's not like Kara. She's not like this woman who is... Kara is very confident in who she is.
She is.
And Emily is not. So
not at
it
all.
Is a... I think this is... She doesn't realize she's being perceived this way. It would be interesting. I do not follow Emily on social media.
No.
It would be very interesting to see Emily's response to what people are saying to her. I guarantee you it's not good.
I wonder if she's... Because sometimes people watch this and they go, holy shit, I'm treating him like shit.
Yeah.
I wonder if she sees that.
I don't know. At one point he goes, this is America you're showing me? And I went, yes, son, this is America. Sadly, this is America that you're seeing. This is most of America.
Hey,
sadly.
I'm like... I thought about it just coming back from London in that there, at least in London proper, there was hardly any homeless people. And I asked some people at a party, I said, how come? And they talked about there's that they have like much more, it's a priority of the government having welfare centers and things like that in most all neighborhoods.
Right.
Now, I know there probably are parts of London that do have more homeless, but it's not like here in America where homeless is not just in LA. You go to Ardmore now. I'm sure even if you go to Pickens now, you're going to see homeless people.
Yeah.
They're everywhere. So in London,
they're everywhere.
I think I saw 4 people experiencing homelessness. And I come back and I find that there's someone now sleeping on the stoop of our apartment. I saw 10 people just on the way from the airport. And I just thought, what the fuck?
Yeah, we don't have a safety net.
Y'all travel. It just shows you that I love a lot of things about being an American, but it just shows you that other countries have every country's. It's there's no best country. Travel, see the world. I don't think Emily's done that.
Italy's pretty great. Actually, that's not true.
They had a really rough time in the pandemic. Yeah,
I will say the Czech Republic is a really great country. I love Czech Republic.
Huge dicks there.
So, y'all, then the last thing she does, the pièce de résistance, is she drives him by all these houses that she wants, tacitly saying, when are you going to get me one of these?
Basically.
Yeah.
Look at these big, I want to live in these big houses. And I went, honey,
yeah,
you won't even let him feed your child something that's native to his, that he just wants to feed the kid.
And so he says, I can't wait for us to get out and get our own place. And Emily's like, well, I just need to talk to you. Before all that, I need to say to you, with you in the bed, Coben will not go to sleep. And it's like, you're right. That anger happens. And I don't know what she's saying.
Because he's asking just to, he's literally kind of in a nice way saying, but almost pleading, like, when am I going to be able to sleep in the bed with my child?
And she said, how long? She's like, because it's when he nurses, when he finishes nursing, she's like, can we maybe get an idea of when that'll be? She's like, I don't know. And so it's so.
You know what she should do? I'm going to be honest. I know I'm not a parent, but I'm going to say this. What Emily should fucking do is take out the bed that Kobe slept in and make it a goddamn nursery and sleep train her kid to sleep in a crib, because y'all, he's old enough to sleep in his own crib.
Yep.
And she needs to nurture her relationship with the kid's father and fucking sleep in the same bed.
Well, I think I would agree with that. I think I don't even know if she wants to nurture that relationship.
She doesn't.
With him.
She doesn't. But it is. People, I'm telling you now, and this is, I know I'm not a parent and people can come at me, but I've studied it, I've read about it, I've seen fucking Oprah's about it, but if you prioritize your children over your relationship with your significant, with the other person parenting your kids, your relationship will suffer, and therefore your relationship with your children will suffer.
Yeah.
You've got to prioritize that.
I agree with you. I'm just
saying.
But
she never, no, I'm agreeing with you. She doesn't
prioritize. I don't think it's
important not even for her. On a list.
Yeah.
She just wants to make sure he can bang her and they have sex.
Ding, 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 ding.
But they
said that from episode one.
And they just don't have, but she doesn't care about like the actual.
No.
And maybe she does. And we're not seeing in the edit.
I think that's totally it. I got that from the outset. And that's why I didn't think it was a real relationship.
I think it all goes to, it's that is easy for her to be vulnerable, to fuck him, but to be emotionally vulnerable, she's too terrified to do it.
No, it's so interesting because you've been talking about the whole time about this relationship that they're having. And there's something in me that says there is no relationship.
Yeah, I get that.
And it felt like that to me from episode one. And I'm thinking, what is he seeing that I'm not? And I said, I don't feel like they have any chemistry. She'd had that first night to prove to him there was, and that's what she used.
Yeah.
But I don't think there's a relationship.
No.
And I think this is, if they get married, this is DOA. Because unless she finds a way to let him into her world.
I think for sure they're going to get married, because especially if we've seen the previews, this isn't a spoiler, it's what we saw in the previews. It looks like, maybe she's not, but it looks like she gets pregnant again. So she gets,
I thought that was maybe some kind of misdirection.
No, they're going to save that for later. If she gets pregnant again, they're going to get married.
People are going to come for her so hard. I can't even imagine what she's going to get.
Because we've already had a conversation. She can take birth control. She talked about it. She talked about even having birth control in like the first episode.
This is so fucking irresponsible.
It's because she is a remember, also I want to remind you, we forget about 3 days. We also forget she's almost 30.
I still say,
doesn't Kara feel like she's 10 years older than Emily?
Yes. And Kara's 29.
Kara's 20. Yeah. They're the same age.
So she says, she keeps talking about, she's not even trying to communicate with him. And he says, I wonder if I'm at the right place. He does say things like, you seem like you're smart, but you don't know everything.
And he said, I like that about you. I like that you're smart, but you don't know everything.
Yeah. It's a little bit of a blunt way to say things. And she takes it like this, y'all. And she was just like, you don't even need to say that. And she immediately, and I think in a one way, this is what she's happy with, because then she likes keeping him in a distance, and she likes being able to say, I can keep my kid from you and use my kid as a bargaining chip.
Because she keeps everyone in a distance. Yeah.
So she's talking about chemistry, and then she's like, we need to do two things, have chemistry, and we need to try to get along. And getting along in her book is doing what she says.
Yes.
And yeah. And, oh, boy. And so later on, she's leaving. We're talking about she's going to be a nanny. And she's like, so I'm going to give in to you, but he's not going to be happy because it's a different person. And this is interesting. So everyone in that house, Coben has been used to. So it can't be that different, someone picking him up. And then the child learns really quickly. She's like, put him down.
Yeah, I mean, she had him in COVID, so they probably didn't have a lot of people over.
Yeah.
But yes, I mean, but guess what? The baby cries for a little bit.
And guess what? The baby's fine.
And the baby's fine.
Because you know what? The child's 17 months old. Yeah. This is not an 8-month-old baby.
No.
This is a child who is walking around playing.
Look.
This is a child is almost a toddler.
I'm going to call this. Toddler. Have they ever left and had somebody watch the baby on their own that wasn't a family member?
That's a good question.
Because the baby is old enough to have a babysitter that you trust.
Yeah.
Old enough to have a babysitter you trust. So why can't you just trust?
Avi got a babysitter this episode.
Yeah. Why can't you trust? And their babies are around the same age.
Yeah.
Why can't you just trust that? What do you think Kobe's going to do? Have some like weird Cameroon ritual shit where he like fucking puts the baby on the roof and they dance?
Speaking of Cameroon rituals, he tries to give him some ground nuts. Now, y'all, this may not be the best idea, but instead of completely shaming him for it, they could say, how about we blend up the ground nuts like a peanut butter? Because it may be a choking hazard. Because they did look small.
Yeah.
But I saw the kid eating, again, I'm not a parent. The kid was eating dessert or cereal earlier.
We don't know.
Yeah.
And she said maybe he's allergic to nuts. Look, I don't know.
You should know if your kid's allergic to nuts. Well, maybe the kid's been having the boob.
I don't know how they. I don't know how they test all that. I don't know. I'm not going to speak to that. It wasn't the fact that it's fine if you say you can't have it, but in fact, it was a complete dismissal of it.
And she shamed him for doing it. And she
instead of saying
she and her mom made fun of it.
I know that his mom wasn't a fan to me in this episode either.
You weren't a fan of the mom.
Yeah, when she was like, just watch again. I know it's day three, but. I don't know. It's not like he's a little baby and the baby's going to cry. I don't know.
It's hard to break a baby, y'all. That's not true. Someone will come at me and say something awful about it. That's all I've got.
Let's talk about Jabri and Miona.
Miona.
Here's my revelation.
Yeah.
I'm not happy about this.
Okay.
At all.
Okay.
And I don't know why it's happening.
Okay.
I'm finding myself attracted to Jabri.
Really?
I don't know why, but he looked good to me this episode. He was talking to Grandma, and then later when he was talking to Miona on the bed, making his fake fraudacity.
Come on, he's ridiculous.
So I just thought, I don't know.
You have terrible taste. No.
You're not wrong.
No.
You're not wrong. I'm just going to own it.
Do you also notice this
And if he could buy me free McDonald's, I really would fuck him.
Well, that's different. I would consider that. This is interesting because this is day... I think I wrote this down.
They're farther along.
They've had like... This is day... I think there was like 66 days left or something.
Yeah.
So they've been here a while.
Like a month.
And... It's interesting. We haven't seen a lot of times we see after a month, we see different types of activities from people,
mm-hmm.
like they're going to do things or we see a little bit of an evolution
mm-hmm.
or at least we see different types of activities. We don't see that. They seem like they're the same two people that we met the first day when they meet grandmother. Miona's not different at all.
Maybe not personality-wise.
But we're matching clothes now.
She looked a lot different. And like,
oh, Miona.
Yes, this was a... I was like...
This is when...
That fucking hairpiece looks ridiculous on her.
Also, do you notice indoors, she's always wearing sunglasses on her head and it bugs the shit out of me?
Yes, and like, y'all, the self-tanner and the bronze...
It's too much.
It's too much. We were talking about this with Wah. Like, again, the whole like... People were bringing in the whole, like, looking like another race. Like, it really, she really, when he came out of the, I thought it was a different person.
No, this is her really, metaphorically and literally, laying it on thick.
Yes, yeah. Agreed.
It's terrible. Let's just get that
it's
out
terrible,
there.
But it, and also, she looks fucking ridiculous.
She does.
Looks ridiculous. And her lips are lined so dark. It's like.
But
this is a day look on a farm.
I agree. I'm just saying I don't see them their personal relationship any different than
not at
the
all.
First week.
In fact, I think they just settle into it more because it makes sense now that they've decided to match outfits.
Ridiculous!
Again, y'all, they just want your Instagram likes.
That's what I'm saying.
That's all they want.
This is all for show.
They do. More than anyone, they all just want
that's
your Instagram likes.
That's why I have such a hard time taking this story seriously.
Yeah, I agree.
I agree. And it's... I can throw out... I think if the single issue of the two people... To me, don't feel authentic. It's hard for me to take anything else. It's hard for me to take the grandmother seriously. So
there's authentic, but then there's also entertaining. Like, taking aside that Miona's been really bad online and a troll, there is something...
Oh, they're still entertaining. Don't worry.
They're very... I would honestly... They are entertaining where I wouldn't watch it just because of all that's gone down. But if they had, like, the family Jabri, this...
Ugh.
Like from a casting, here these two people are. Then you've got his mom. Now we're meeting radical lesbian feminist Grandma Shane. And it's just like this family is just such an interesting worldview I did not expect.
I agree, but none of them are stars like Chantel's family. None of them are stars.
No, I agree.
That's the difference.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And they can be, you can be a weird documentary family, but you're not going to harvest the American dollar, you know, or things are getting stupider and stupider. You know, with we are Americans with mental problems.
That show's coming back.
Yeah. No, it is back.
Family Chantel's already back?
I think so. If not now, very soon.
We are going to cover it, but we don't have
eventually.
Time. Yeah,
we're going to go back and do it in Classless because there's no time.
No time.
So I want to just talk. They're in matching outfits. Grandma Shane.
Outfits.
This is the also the descriptions. It is really convenient for Jabri to put people in boxes, almost like they have chyrons under them, like mom. Feminist therapist.
Well, no, he's doing that because he's branding people to sell for his show.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And grandma, radical feminist. It's almost
radical
saying,
lesbian feminist.
Radical,
that's what he called her.
Radical lesbian feminist. And that's why it gets a little exhausting for me. Like I'm being sold something, and y'all, you don't pitch someone like me. Especially on this.
Jabri's just all, and maybe this is from growing up and feeling different and all that, but he's always thinking of how can I sell myself? How can I sell other people to other people? I think it's like, I definitely think Jabri has a I want to be liked by everybody complex.
Yeah, no shit.
And I think that's part of that. I will say, I enjoyed his grandmother very much.
Oh, me too.
Yeah. I kind of wanted her to meet what's her name's mom and then just have like, Brokeback Mountain version, but for her mom.
Ella's
mother. What was her mother's name?
I can't remember.
But man, his grandma's like older woman. I mean, she's out the farm. She's got purple hair,
purple blue, and there. So she's showing him. She's showing her just like the inside of the barn, and y'all, her raking the shit. She's not even trying.
She's not. I will say. The fact when she wasn't trying, and I went, that looks like Jabri mowing the lawn. And I went, I will say, I think they both have found the perfect match for one another.
Possibly.
I think they both have a potential to be married and happy for a long time.
But they're both useless.
That's kind of what they love about each
but
other.
But I'm saying how...
They're going to make money off of being useless.
I guess. But at least the Kardashians have a business plan.
They're going to try. But hey, Jabri just needs one song.
That's true. But I'm saying with the Kardashians, there was a Kris Jenner.
Yeah.
They don't have anyone.
Maybe mom is in charge of all
absolutely
of it.
Absolutely not.
Know.
No. And so grandma's saying things like, so Miona is talking about, so they're talking about Rapid City. And she said, she's like, I want to move from here. And Jabri's like, it's a good place to save money. Again.
It's the same beat.
Exact same beat over and over again.
And it's like where they feel like they're on day three.
Yes.
Where Emily and Kobe feel like they've had 3 months together already.
So that's a good observation. So, and Shane's like, so what about, we're like living with Mahala.
Shane.
And she's like, there's a lot of rules. She just talked about my dress. And she's like, well, this is South Dakota, and this is one of the more conservative places in the country, but she's more conservative than me.
She said, take that with a grain of salt.
And this is interesting. Grandma says, so it's going to be up to Miona to try to make this work with Mahala.
Because she's basically saying,
good luck
with her. Mahala's not going to do it.
No.
Not going to do it.
And this was interesting. They said, they're talking about... You know, maybe we'll get married. Maybe we'll get married right here. And Miona just goes, and this is some of the, it's hard to fake this. And if this is the one element in their story that's not fake, it feels like it to me. Where she just goes, why would we get married here? And he's like, you've known the beach thing is my one thing. And he's like, well, and this is moving the goalposts again.
She was saying something important. I kind of couldn't notice it because she was. We got a side angle view from her.
And the lash.
And it literally looked like she had just taken whiteout and drawn it on the top of her cheekbone and then on her brow because the highlighter was so.
The highlighter was extreme.
Fucking extreme and not blended in with her lips. And I went, you actually look like a circus clown. And yet I hear Jabri's voice saying, you're the most beautiful cowgirl I've ever seen.
That was ridiculous.
Bitch. I'm from Oklahoma. I've seen a cowgirl. Don't look like her.
And that's what I'm saying. That's what he's trying so hard. And we all go, she's not a cowgirl.
You're right. He wants to box people, I think for his own comfortability, but he thinks that's going to make us comfortable.
Yes.
So then people will like him.
It's frustrating.
It's just, but that's also a lot of people. I don't mean this as an excuse. That's also a lot of young thing of just not letting people be. And I don't think Jabri can do that.
It is,
well.
But I don't think it makes good reality TV.
No.
Let the production do that. Let the editing do that.
Yeah.
Don't be editing and telling us how to think as we're doing it.
I said on the first episode, I felt like they were self-editing as they filmed.
And that's why we're in day like 60-something and we've learned zero.
I bet you they were kind of like, producer Rachel was saying, we don't have a lot.
I bet the line team was really upset about them.
Maybe.
I'd love to talk with someone in this unit to see what happened.
They won't.
I know.
Grandma Shane says, I don't see her being very patient, but we'll see that this, hope it works.
So he says, again, knowing she wants to get married at a beach wedding, and he's like, no, this is right here and blah, blah, blah. And she's like, it's my dream wedding, not anyone else's. And I'm just like.
Well, it comes to a head more because then they leave the ranch and we find out, y'all, Jabri got a call.
From David.
From who is God.
He is so hot. And you said.
He looks better Jabri, in this video.
Jabri is, I think David is hot.
These pictures and video, he didn't look as cute. He looks really good in this
he
video.
He is hot.
His dick is nice.
Yeah, it is. Really
it's
nice.
Nice. Okay. So we just kind of slaps you with it, and it rings like the bell at the Notre Dame Cathedral when it hits your
dong.
Face.
Dong.
Dong.
So we do hear, you know, I'm just going to do a little reenactment of this conversation.
Not
a theater, really.
Oh, no.
But I'll be Jabri if you want to be David.
Sure.
Do you know what he said to say it?
Yeah.
Always good reassurance from you.
Sure.
So
I'm a professional. I'll roll with it.
But some things you have to know what they say. It doesn't matter how professional you are.
Don't be a Kara. Let it happen.
Fine.
Oh, I'm using that now.
So, all right.
Oh, let me get my phone. Makes me feel good. Yo, man, what's up?
Hey, what's up,
man? What's up,
Dobby? What's up, soul brother?
Hey, my soul brother.
What you want to talk about?
Oh, man. Are you sitting down,
you look
man?
Good.
I got some. Thank you.
I always
you.
Wanted to make out
thank
with you.
Thank you, man. I'd like that too. Wait, what, huh? Hey.
Oh, where am I?
Are you sitting down? Because I know
yeah,
you
I am.
Sit on my
I'm
dick.
Sitting, I'm sitting
but
down.
But you sit. I got some news for you, bro.
What is it?
News for you.
Yeah.
Guess what? You got to come out to Chicago.
Really?
Chi-town.
What happened?
You got to come. Because, man, we got this. Hey, you remember Diggly-Doo? You remember Diggly-Doo?
Yeah.
Diggly-Doo wants to work with us.
No shit. Who told you that?
Space Cash.
I love that guy.
Space Cash told me Diggly-Doo wants to work with us, but it's got to be next week, and they're bringing everybody back.
Oh, my God. The whole crew?
Yeah, take a guess.
Wait,
who's coming back?
Is DJ Donut coming?
DJ Donut. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Shit.
Long John, too.
What about Lil Bit?
Lil Bit's
Lil
coming.
Bit yes. Damn, she is the best mixer in the biz.
In the business. Yo, yeah, it's going to be
the best
tight.
Little person, definitely. Yeah. Little person mixer in the biz.
And Diggly Doo said, if this goes well, he's going to bring on his cousin, Diggly Don't. Diggly Don't going to be here, too, man. It's going to be lit. Chicago's going to be on fire.
What about, wait.
What
if we could get the best manager
for
this?
Oh, yeah.
We've been trying to get this.
Yeah, don't you say that name, because if you say it, that means it's going to happen.
Is Bronto Burger available?
Bronto Burger is coming,
start
man.
It. Oh, it's my gonna God. Be
oh, by the way, Brittany can't come.
Oh, fuck. What about Brandy?
Yeah, she's going to be coming.
Oh, it's fine. I'm fine.
All right, all right.
I don't need Brittany as long as Brandy's there.
All right, great.
Yeah. All right, later. Later, bro.
Hey, hey, I'm going to send you a picture of my dick, man.
Oh, perfect. I'm good with that. Boop. Y'all, that's going to be... Next week, we see someone in a space hat try to stop them from... And I was like, this is not real life.
Say that again. I think we're going to see someone in a space hat...
try to prevent them from fighting.
I think we get it now. Space Cash wears a space helmet and only pays in cash.
Yes. Like, it is...
It is a literal name.
The I think there's not a drop of irony in this whole thing.
It would be like...
Their names are Brandy and Space Cash.
Like, Poodle and I have been called a pig bottom, metaphorically. But this is actually...
If we were pigs.
My high school class valedictorian, Oinky, was a bottom.
And we all know he's exclusively a top.
He's exclusively a top. He's a pig top.
Power top.
Power pig top.
Beg for it.
Sue we, you motherfucker.
Anyway, but he's like, I don't know, man. I'm going to get married in 90 days. This is a big opportunity. Y'all, the next breath, he tells Miona about Chicago.
Now, this scene felt legitimate to me. And the what I want
it
to
felt
keep going.
More I'm, real.
Yeah.
And she basically says, this makes me disappointed because you will go there and I'll be alone the whole time. She's still making it about herself.
Well, no, she said, I want to be alone here. She said... I want to go there. And
no, she says absolutely she's not staying there.
And yeah, and she says, I thought she actually, I was a little bit, I saw her side a lot because she said, look, it's your music and I want to support you. And he said, well, then you got to get along with David. And she's like, and she's like, he's just not very respectful. And she finally says, I'm not going to give him another chance after this, which I'm thinking in my head, why do y'all even need to get along with one another? It just feels, again, like a Fraudacity plot point.
It is. And it feels like...
Like, I rarely ever talk to my partner's work colleagues. Like, some of them I don't even... I've never
met
them.
Well, this is like his soul brother, kind of.
I guess it's different. It is. Oh, I forgot. I forgot about that. No, it's not kind of. It is his soul brother, and he's the godfather to, like, children. So I forgot about that.
But... Here's the thing.
I did forget.
Neither of them want to make any effort. It seems like David is trying to make more effort. Miona says absolutely not. And my favorite, this is my other favorite, besides, oh yeah, I did kiss that guy in massage school, this other line, where Jabri says, she's like, yeah, Miona says, yeah, I'll try to be not cordial to him. And he's like, do you really mean that? And she says, of course. And he said, that doesn't sound like you're really meaning it. And she's like, that's the best I can do.
That's the best I can do.
That's me. When you say, Poodle, are you excited about the show? I'll go, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'll go. Yeah.
She does have a star quality.
Love her.
I love her on the show.
Except for the makeup and the garbage trolling.
Yes, except for, yes, the troll. But, and I honestly made sense when she said, look, I gave up everything to come here.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with you to Chicago. And he's kind of like, because he says, I'm just trying to feel like I'm trying to please everybody. And I went, Jabri, that's going to be the rest of your life if you don't learn how to say no to people.
It's interesting. Including your,
and it all starts with his mother.
He has no agency in this relationship. She determines everything, but he just kind of threatens her too.
I think that's his whole. I want to go father. I think like he has no agency in his whole life.
I agree with that.
I think his mother's made all the decision in his personal life because she's overbearing, and I think David honestly seems a little overbearing and makes all the decisions about the bands.
Yeah,
and Jabri is fun talent who's talented.
Yep.
And just
we're gonna see them sing next week, so that remains to be seen.
I think kind of like the best is like Jabri is like the Karen Carpenter, and David is the Richard Carpenter.
Let's not even mention them in the same breath.
No, but Karen Carpenter
screaming.
But
at
she
you.
Didn't make the business decision. It was all her brother.
And her brother wrote the music.
Yeah, but then she tried to go off on her own, and all the songs were, as her brother said, yeah, it was too high, and her voice sounded like shit.
That's the show. I need to end this now from comparisons about the Carpenters. Yikes.
Oh, y'all, come see us this summer. We'd love to see you live out on the road. Gosh, this is a good season of 90 Day Fiancé. We're going to have great discussions. And y'all, when we start going out in what, like 3 weeks, we're going to be like on the horse race to the end of this season. So you know that's when all the good shit comes out.
I just need to take a Xanax.
It's going to be really fun to talk about with you sissies out there.
This episode is long.
Oh, well. Well, yeah, everybody. So go to the Linktree link. That's on the link below or on our Instagram, our Twitter profile. That's where you can get all the Linktree link. We call these people Lonely Hearts Poods because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrongest of places?
Yeah. And if you suddenly remember when you've been sitting there, oh, yeah, I did kiss that guy in massage school.
Call us.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.